Title 3? Thank you. Actually, the Bible also says, right? Believe and be baptized, then you shall be saved. So believe is, so when they were offering a prayer, right, they only talk about belief. But actually, the Bible says, believe and be baptized, then you will be saved, right? Let's turn to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. 16:16. Shannon, can you read out loud?
16.
So the mainstream Christianity only talk about belief will be saved. But over here, added one more thing. Believe and be baptized, then you will be saved. So when you're mainstream, I bet most of your classmates, they are from mainstream Christianity. Really, this is what they do out there. So it's important we remember the verses and to correct them that to believe is good, but it's not good enough. It's only 50%. Believe and be baptized, right? Now, but again, baptism is important, but there are so many baptisms in the Christianity right now. Some church, for example, 小群会, little flock, they, if you want to believe, they will say, okay, you shall receive water baptism. They will bring you to the best tub. And then they will pour water from the faucet, yeah? And then you are done. Or some people will baptize people in a pool, a swimming pool, all different kind, right? There are different types of water baptism nowadays. How do you tell people that, but there is only one baptism? Where is the verse? There's only one baptism, not two, not three, not various baptism. Which verse you shall show them? Anyone? Yes. Benny. Acts 2:38 did not talk about one baptism. It's talk about baptize, repent and be baptized, you shall have salvation, right? Yeah?
Ephesians 4:5.
Yes. This is what I'm going to teach, right? Thank you very much. Ephesians 4:5. Because there are simply many baptisms out there in the society. Therefore, believe it or not, if there's a test, those verses are very important. If it is possible, try to memorize those verses because this is how you preach for our Lord Jesus Christ. You do not preach your own word. You preach the word of the Bible. It's black and white, printed in the Bible. How can people argue that there's only one baptism? Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. Maybe from 4 to 6. 4 to 6. Deborah, please read. Amen. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One baptism, you can either explain that, right baptism only once, right? Or there's one type of baptism, right? You can explain either way. No matter what, it's always one. The right baptism, you only do it once in your lifetime. And there's only one type of baptism. No, everybody's doing differently. Let's go to the Bible. So what type? This one baptism got to be 100% according to the Bible, right? Agree? Now, your friend must be agree, right? Now, in the Bible, how did Jesus got baptized? Anybody? Anybody know how was Jesus got baptized? How was Jesus baptized? And where was it recorded? Jesus' baptism, where was it recorded? It's very important. This is how you explain to your friends, right? All this will, if there's a test, all those verses will be in the test, huh? How Jesus was baptized? There's only one baptism, right? How Jesus was baptized? You want to say? Huh? Luke 21, I think I like Matthew 3 better. Yes, please turn to Matthew 3. Please try to memorize those verses. So critical because, again, you are saving people, okay? Brethren, you want to preach those gospel to save people. Those verses are in the Bible, right? Jesus had no sin, but he was baptized by John. Why? Why he did that? Because he had no sin. Why did he want to be baptized? He says, oh, verse 15, 14, 3:15, 3:15. 3:15, Timothy from Houston. See, Jesus did this to fulfill all righteousnesses. How do you explain to people what does it mean by to fulfill all righteousnesses? Righteousnesses is whatever is right. You fulfill it. So this is right for Jesus to do it. Even though he did not have sin, he did this for an example for us to learn from, right? By Matthew 3, at least you learn several things. Number one, what do you learn? Number one, you learn that, maybe we should read it, Now let's read 15 and 16. 15 and 16. Yes, Jiangbing. Now, from these two verses, at least we can learn three things concerning water baptism. Number one, it was in Jordan River, right? Living water, yeah? It's not in any pool. And you should share with your friend, there are many pools in Jerusalem. Can you name at least two? Many pools in Jerusalem. From the Bible, can you name at least two pools in Jerusalem? 第四大池, Bethesda, Siloam, right? Like, they are pools. They are even more than these two pools in Jerusalem. But Jesus come to Jordan River walking. If he's from Jerusalem, he got to walk about 13 miles. He on purposely walking for about 13 miles to Jordan River just to fulfill all righteousnesses. So from this story, we know that it got to be living water, yeah? From this story, Jordan River, right? Hello? Number two, he said Jesus Jesus came out of water, right? So he must be coming down to the water first, right? Makes sense? If he did not come into the water, how you don't need to get out of the water, right? Hello? So, second thing we learn is that it must be immersion. Actually, the baptism, this word itself is emerged, fully emerged. So it must be fully immersion. No? Third thing we can learn from these two verses concerning water baptism is that if you do the right way of water baptism, you shall receive Holy Spirit. That's why when Jesus get up, right? The Holy Spirit like dove descend upon him. Is that right? Okay, so this is at least three things we can. So this is one baptism. So you should ask your friend, does your church have the same one baptism like Jesus Christ? If they don't have it, tell them that, thank God, our church, indeed, we baptize in living water, we have fully immersion, and many of members after water baptism, they receive Holy Spirit. So this is one baptism we are talking about, right? Now, this one baptism that Jesus fulfilled all righteousness for us, who baptized for Jesus? Who baptized Jesus? John the Baptist, right? Now, you know what? Before John, there are 400 years. They call it between two covenant, 两约之间, between old covenant and new covenant, about 400 years. 两约之间大概400年. In these 400 years, there was no prophet at all. They called it the darkest age in human history because no prophet at all. From Malachi to John the Baptist, there are 400 years, no prophet was raised up. And then John suddenly went out, and he did something that nobody do in the past. In the past, yes, in the past, if people are dirty, they might take a bath. But what about baptism is different from take a bath, right? Take a bath is what? You take a sponge, maybe you take a soap, and you just do this, right? Right? But water baptism, do you do that? You don't do that, right? Water baptism, did any pastor like baptize people and then they don't do it, right? So even though in the Old Testament, indeed, there are some people got defiled, they might take a bath or even like wash the cloth, but this is not what John the Baptist do. Turn to Leviticus 15, 5 to 13. Leviticus 15, I think I did not call a sister's name here. Her name is Jenny. Is it Jenny? No, what's your name? Eh, 你叫Jenny吗? 那你怎么还在看别人? 好像我在叫别人一样。 Leviticus chapter 15, verse 5. So if anybody was unclean, of your unclean might have to do with maybe read 3, it's easier to understand. Discharge, it could refer to a woman's once a month stuff. Yeah. Maybe also men's once a month stuff too. Maybe twice a month stuff. I don't know. But no matter what, it was unclean. When it is unclean, what do they do? They need to wash the cloth and use water to. What does English say? My translation says 洗澡. Did it say 洗澡? Does English say 洗澡 in verse 5? What? Huh? Bathe. Bathe is 洗澡, right? Yeah, you really 洗澡 because you are dirty, right? In the old days, I don't know they have soap. Maybe they were. When we were little, we don't have soap, really. We use a kind of veggies. A plant's seed. We use plant seed to. And we don't have toilet. We don't have toilet paper too. What do we use? We don't use a hand too. We use a leaf or there was a kind of a. 我们叫那个麻麻. How do you say 麻 in English? There was a kind of plant, skinny and tall. Not bamboo. Bamboo is too big. and the skin is for kind of bag for rice. But inside there was a stick. But this big, we call it. Anyway, you don't have this. And then you cut it into half. You cut it into half. Then you just squash from your butt or something like that. Now this is what we do when we're little kids. I'm telling you. So I have no trouble to call it Africa because I was like that when I was young. Even like our toilet, when I was young, it's only a hole, really. And there are a lot of worms inside it, right? And you get used to it. So whenever you go there, you just do this. Always put your nose in the air, right? Why do I say that? Oh, that's why in the old days, when you are dirty, you got to make sure, because the hygienic... It's not as advanced. Hygienic situation was not advanced. So Mosaic law, make sure you are clean. You don't. It's not contaminated to other people will not be defiled when they touch you. So they need to take shower. take a bath. There's no shower, I guess, in the old day. Shower means what? Water come from above. So probably when it's raining, you have shower. But maybe only like a bath, no shower. Oh. So, but for all of no reason, John the Baptist go out, and he start to dip people into the water. Anybody want to be repent, come to me, right? Anybody want to repent, come to me. And many people come to him, right? And he start to dip people in the water. And then it is out of nowhere. Then later on, Jesus asks a question. Huh? Let's turn to Luke 20, verse 4. Luke 20, verse 4. Luke 20, verse 4 and 5. Luke 20, verse 4 and 5. Who else? Brother at the back, sit beside by Charles. What is your name, brother? Yeah. Tom, where are you from?
I'm from Hillsboro.
Huh? Hillsboro. Oh, can you read?
Okay, sure.
Would you please read? Yeah. Luke 20, verse 4. Six. So over here, even though Jesus did not directly say that the baptism of John is from heaven, but by this give us indirect answer that John Baptist's baptism is from heaven. That's why Jesus said, I need to fulfill all righteousnesses to be baptized by you. So John was the pioneer, right? One day he will come to pave the way for the coming Messiah. Do you know that in the old days, even nowadays, the same thing. When president or the king going to go out, some people got to pave the way for the king, right? Like when Obama goes out, maybe you will see a lot of cars, 为他开道路, will drive in front of Obama, right? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They even block it, yeah? Yeah. Yes. So John the Baptist played the same role. Jesus is the coming king, coming spiritual king, coming Messiah. So John come to pave the way for Jesus, including water baptism. Nobody did it like that. This is how Jesus is going to use to save people. So John did it for Jesus beforehand. Understand my point, right? So actually John was the last day Elijah. Let's turn to Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. I saw Abigail's name. Is Abigail coming? Vivian? Huh? 18th. We are going to finish. Oh. Okay. Read chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Rachel, can you read? You're Rachel, yeah? Why are you laughing? Okay, before John the Baptist came 400 years ago, Malachi already prophesied. In that day, Elijah, the prophet, will come. And then he will turn the hearts of the father to the daughters and the children's heart to the fathers, right? So John the Baptist was the coming Elijah. He turned the heart to the of the father to the children to the father. But did John know that? Did John know that he was the coming Elijah? Did John the Baptist know that he was the one? Did John know that? Hello? Those who believe John know that he was the coming Elijah, raise your hand. Those who believe that John do not know he was the coming Elijah, raise your hand. Those who do not, raise your hand, raise your hand. Okay, most of you do not know, right? Let's turn to John. John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. John chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. That's Stephen from Philly. Can you read out loud? John chapter 1, verse 19. So John only knew that he was the one who paved the way for Messiah, but he did not know he was the one. He was the coming Elijah. But actually, later on, Jesus commented that he is the one. He was the coming Elijah. Jesus commented. Sometimes, even though you are very smart, right? It's better that you do not know you are smart, because if you think you are smart, you will be like a fool. You know what I'm saying? If you think you are smart, you are the fool. The Bible says, if anybody deem themselves smart, the fool had better hope than them. So even though John was the one, he did not know he was wrong. But Jesus knew he was the one. Understand? Over here, he says three no. Are you Christ? He said no. Are you Elijah? No. Are you the prophet? No. What do you mean by the prophet? Verse 21, are you that na 先知吗? That prophet or the prophet? That or the in English? In English, it's that or the. 21. The, right? The. You pronounce the or the? Huh? Oh, so it's the end. Oh. The prophet. Okay, no, this is not English class. Okay, so who is the prophet? Anybody, who is the prophet? People are asking, are you the prophet? Who is the prophet? He already denied, I am not Christ. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. Who is the prophet? Huh? Almost there. He is the one that recorded in the Old Testament. Moses introduced. One day, Moses introduced. Let's turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Chapter 18. Verse 15. Deuteronomy 18:15, the prophet refer to this the prophet, right? Benny, can you read out loud? Benny, 大声一点. Verse 18 and 19. Verse 18 and 19. Benny. So Moses already prophesied that he will, in among them, will raise up a prophet for them like Moses. Moses led 2 million people out of Egypt and delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh. And this prophet, Pharaoh prefigures Satan. And this prophet is going to deliver people out of the hand of Pharaoh, like out of hand of Satan, right? And verse 19 says, 谁不听他奉我名所说的话, if anybody do not listen to him, he will be in trouble. So actually, this talk about that prophet. This is a prophecy to Messiah also, to Jesus Christ. So your answer was Jesus Christ, right? So, yeah, this is the prophet that in the Old Testament, right? So John answered no and no and no. No, I'm not Christ. No, I'm not Elijah. No, I'm not the prophet. But who are you? He said, I am only a voice in the wildernesses. Can you imagine anybody say, I am only a voice in the wilderness. Who will introduce yourself? 我只是声音. I am only voice. It's very humble, isn't it? I am nothing. I'm nobody. He will decrease. He will increase. I will decrease. Right? So John the Baptist, so humble person. Such a humble person. Let me ask you another question. So his baptism is from heavenly kingdom. Right? Let me ask you. Can his baptism wash away sin? Can his baptism wash away sin? Those who believe his baptism can wash away sin, raise your hand. Those who believe that his baptism cannot wash away sin, raise your hand. You can either answer yes or no. Both of you are right and both of you are wrong. It depends on when we are talking about. Before Jesus' crucifixion, right, his baptism can forgive sin. It was like, because his baptism is from God, right? It was like, before he came, how do we forgive sin? We bring a lamb, kill the lamb, shed the blood, then your sin will be forgiven, right? Hello? Yeah? You put your hand on the head of the lamb, exchange life. And that lamb was killed for you, right? And then your sins are forgiven, right? And then John invented a new way. Just dip into the water and your sin will be forgiven. But only sin forgiven only at Old Testament time. When Jesus came, when he fulfilled the salvation, Old Testament way is not good enough, right? Then after Jesus, you got to re-baptize again. Okay? So, after Jesus Christ is not good enough to forgive sin. Only Jesus' baptism can forgive sin. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Mark 1, 4. Xinru, read out loud, please. Xinru in the front. There are two terms over here. It was a baptism of what? Huh? Yes. So the other church's baptism, if you baptize in Presbyterian Church, I would say your baptism is also good. It is a baptism of repentance. Right? Because you confess Jesus is your Lord, then you are baptized. But it is not complete baptism. It's like John, he was the forerunner for Jesus Christ. His baptism was not complete. It was like a baptism of repentance. But it's not good enough because you need to receive baptism of sin forgiven. 赦罪的洗, right? Now, but before Jesus comes, over here there are two terms. It's baptism, he had baptism of repentance to forgive sin, right? Did he say forgive sin? For sin forgiven, right? Now, sin root, is that what did you just read? Last two sentences. 死罪得赦, right? How do you say it in English? For the remissing of sin, right? So again, if you say John the Baptist baptism is for the remission of sin, is it biblical? It depends on when. According to here, it is biblical, right? But after Jesus got resurrected, it is not good enough. Let's turn to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 5. Acts 19, verse 1 to 5. Melody, can you read? Verse 4. Baptism of repentance. Continue. Verse 5. Verse 6. Yeah, about 12 people receive water baptism, right? So just like Jesus, if Jesus received water baptism, right? Water baptism, the heaven opened, then dove, Holy Spirit like dove, ascend on Jesus, right? Descend on Jesus. So Paul went to Ephesus. Remember, we talk about Ephesians this time. Paul went to Ephesus, and then nobody received Holy Spirit. He was so amazed. Just like if you go to Presbyterian Church, really, the whole church, nobody can speak in tongues. Even like you go to a little flock, nobody can speak in tongue. Then you need to doubt, how come no Holy Spirit is here? Then you should ask, then what kind of baptism do you guys do? Oh, we baptize in the pool. Oh, yes, it's good, but it's not good enough. It's a baptism of repentance. You should do the right way. One baptism in the Bible is living water according to Jesus, right? And baptize again, like through Jesus' church, with the witnesses of the Holy Spirit, then people will start to speak in tongues. Understand? Hello? Understand? Yeah. So John the Baptist baptism had the effectiveness of sin forgiven before Jesus' crucifixion. But after Jesus' crucifixion, need to be baptized again. It's not good enough. Okay? Understand? Hello? Okay. So you all know that what is the major purpose for water baptism? If you do not know this, you are in trouble. What is the major purpose for water baptism? Anyone? Hey, no voice. What is the major purpose for sin forgiven? Yes, for salvation, yes, but power of Jesus. More. So she's really moody, is it? Yes, lah. How come nobody say this? You don't know the answer. The baptism is the most important thing is for the remission of sin. You don't know? You say that. Somebody say that. Sorry, I did not hear you. You just mentioned that, right? 238, right? Acts 238, right? You just mentioned that. Very important verse. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the. Thank you. I thought you already memorized in your heart. So this is your purpose, right? And let me ask you another question. Jesus has no sin, right? But he still received. I already said the answer. It is for fear of all righteousness, right? But I want to ask you another question. Then. How do you prove that Jesus has no sin? Anyone? How do you prove that Jesus has no sin? Okay, maybe we go too far. Let me ask you. How do you prove there's a sin in this world? 你怎么证明人间有罪? Huh? Adam and Eve. Okay? Well, but prove to me. How Adam and Eve, I did not see them. Prove to me. Adam and Eve seen that this is what you say in the Bible, but I do not believe in the Bible at this point of time. So you got to convince me why you say that there's a sin in the world. Romans 3:23. Let's read Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23. Okay? 3:23. Thank you for this verse. This is what I'm looking for also. But I have more to say concerning this. Handsome, can you read? 3:23. Okay, all have sinned and fall short of God's grace. So sin doesn't mean you kill, you burn the fire to set a fire on your neighbors, or you commit adultery. It's fall short of God's grace. Sin means fall short of God's grace, right? Meaning that, for example, your parents love you very much. They tell you to study hard. If you do not study hard, you fall short of your mother's grace. Right? Hello? Makes sense? So you sin against your mother. What do you think? Does it make sense? Right? So this is the same concept. But again, how do you prove that sin, all have sinned and fall short of God's grace? How do you prove that? Maybe read one verse. This is similar verses. Then I will try to ask the same question again. 5:12. Romans 5:12. I will ask the same question again now. Sabrina from Houston. No, from Boston. 5:12. How do you prove there is sin in the world? Because there is death. Death is not only physical death, right? Death actually is the way people departed from the face of God. It's death. No more God in their life is spiritual death. Of course, so death directly proves that people sin. That's why when you say Adam and Eve sin, right? That's a good answer. But again, I do not believe in Adam and Eve, but you tell me there's a sin because you die. Okay. I know I die, so you tell me because I have sinned, then I die. Actually, there are several things that we can tell people that indeed people sin, have sinned. Maybe I share this with you. They are really amazing, right? Let me ask you a question. Maybe I share this with you in the past. What type of animal have the, whose children, maybe whose children got to depend on mother for the longest time? Huh? Human, right? Kangaroo. Is it kangaroo? Is it cow? Like the baby depends on the mother for the longest time. Huh? I think somebody just said human, right? Human got to suck the milk of the mother and cannot crawl, you know, and got to depend on the mother for changing diaper for a long time. Like you look at all the horses or elephants, or they can get up and walk maybe hours later, yeah? Right? And let me ask you another question. What type of animal have the longest span of delivery? Human, right? No. Then you think about another question. You mean human have the longest pen to deliver, but if we are God's children, and animal are for your pets, God created animal for you, right? Do you think so? To accompany you, accompany Adam, right? Right. What do you think? Now, how come the children got to suffer longer than your pet? Yes, that's proof sin exists. Otherwise, it don't make any sense at all. Because all the parents love children, right? How come you created children and then his pet, but you allow your children to suffer longer than your pets. Don't make any sense at all. What do you think? So only answer is that because woman listened to the snake and seduced, and she was tempted to eat the forbidden fruits. Then God said, because you do that, therefore you shall have pain in your when you bear children, right? Yeah. So this you shall, this is logical. It's easy for us to say, oh, now I know there's a sin in this world, because otherwise I cannot understand why, you know, pets has a better life than human being. Sometimes you think a pet has better life than human being. How many of you have dog? Do you think your dog has a better life than you? You think so, right? I mean, if they want to eat, they just woof, woof. They want to drink water, they just woof, woof. Then the water is there, right? If you are hungry, you talk to your mom, woof, woof. Your mom said later on, right? Or even your mom is now home. My point is that the dogs do not have SAT to take. Do not have tests to take, right? The dogs do not have, like, they just eat and have fun. What else do they do? What else do they do? Pee pee poo poo and eat. What else do they do? Bark. Play around. Now, besides that, do you bark? You talk too. You pee pee poo poo too. And you play around less than them, right? Huh? So just from animals, like, you know that it don't make any sense for God to suffer man, not animal. The only reason is sin, because God talked to Adam. Because you sin, you listen to your wife, you will be 劳苦满面才得糊口. How do you say that in English? 劳苦满面才得糊口. You will be labor and sweat, then you are able to feed yourself, right? Then you are able to have food to eat. You got to sweat and laborers, then you have food to eat, right? So, without sin, it's just too difficult to explain. How come God allow animal have better life? How come God allow animal have less pain? You can understand. I also asked you to, maybe in the past, to ask you to ask a question. I don't know if I asked this question. What type of animal can run for a long distance without legs? What kind of animal can run a long distance without legs? Snake. Besides snake, any other animal? On the ground. Besides snake, what type of animal? What? Basically none, right? You cannot imagine. I keep saying that this question is like asking people, what kind of birds can fly without wind? Basically, there's no, right? Huh? Basically, there's no birds can fly without wind, right? But how can snakes run a long distance without legs? It don't make any sense. And only one animal. If you observe the whole nature, I think only one type of animal you can find. And that tell you, that prove to you that they are sin. There is sin. Because, you know, snake is the one that seduced Eve to commit sin. So by the story of Genesis, right, it proved that sin exists through one man. Sin exists and sin come to this world through one man. Not only that. Just by first brother Cain kill Abel, it proved that in this world there's a sin, right? Many unlawful stuff. How come Cain killed Abel? How come? Huh? Because he was jealousy, right? You know what? In the old days, people do not even kill animal. Can you imagine that? Because you are not allowed to eat animal, right? So I bet in the old day, animal is not afraid of human being. Really. I think in the old day, animal will jump up on your head. Or, you know, the birds will land over here. If you are Because there was no car. If you want to drive, you say, hey, little Jose, come over here. And he will come. Just hop on it, and he will run for you. Right? It's like your car in the old days, right? There's no pollution, you know? And I think their poo-poo is not too smelly. Either. Because they eat grass. You know why poo-poo is smelly, you know? Next time, if you only eat vegetable only, your poo-poo is not going to be smelly. You try it. I'm serious. If you only eat grass, right? I'm serious. The cow dung do not smell too bad. I'm telling you, the cow dung is not that bad because they eat grass. It is God's creation. I mean, there's no pollution at all. But of course, when it comes to human doo-doo, God wants you to take a shovel, go out of the tent, and bring a shovel with you, and dig a hole, finish your business, and cover the hole. That's God says that if your tent is too dirty, I'm not going to come to you. Oh, what do I say? Oh, I proved that there were sins. Oh. When your friends say, I don't believe there are sins. If there's no sin, how come there are so many unlawful? People do not even kill animals at the beginning. How come people kill people? Proof. Even brothers. It proved that sin came to this world through one man. So from those stories, we know that people sin. Now, can you prove to me that Jesus has no sin? Huh? He had the Holy Spirit, so he did not sin. Oh, he born of Holy Spirit, so he was not sin. He did not sin. Okay, I said that. But can you, now, when you talk about sin, right, usually we talk about two types of sin. One is 原罪, one is 本罪. One is original sin. One is the sin you committed by yourself. How do you prove that Jesus did not have original sin? Huh? He was born of Holy Spirit through a virgin. If you are born of any from any parents, you can link to Adam, right? Family tree, right? Always can go to the first person, right? But if you are not born from two human, I mean, of course, if you are not from this family tree, you are, of course, you don't have original sin, right? Make sense? Right? But how do you prove that Jesus was born from a virgin? Because it's not very scientific, isn't it? I mean, without two people, how can a person, like I know Bible say, people, he was from Holy Spirit, but it's just too abstract to understand. How do you prove that Mary, a virgin, was able to give a birth to baby Jesus? Now, usually, this is how I preach, right? Number one, in their tradition, a married woman, if they got pregnant, number one thing is that she will be stoned to death. Right? But for some reason, Mary was not stoned to death because angel told her husband, this is not from man. The baby is not from man. The baby was from Holy Spirit, right? The first reason. Second reason, the story talk about got pregnant by the Holy Spirit, also recorded by a doctor called Luke. Dr. Luke. When you study Dr. Luke's Gospel of Luke, he recorded many details. For example, when Jesus cured a withered hand, a person with a withered hand, he talked about left hand or right hand. Later on, you find the answer, left hand or right hand, right? He was very detailed about the, because he was a doctor. When he talked about miracle, he was so detail oriented concerning the body. So even a doctor, Luke, he talked about Jesus is not from any human being. So this is second proof. The third proof, when Jesus was, what is the 罪状啊? Jesus was punished to die for what? What did he say? He's son of God, right? He's son of God, right? If Jesus indeed was from any human being, right? I think For that, Jesus was crucified on the cross, right? Mary, if Mary have known who is the true father, Mary will go to the court and tell them that, hey, he is a liar. He is not son of God. He is son of anyone. I don't know. Now he must know, right? He must know if she do anything wrong, right? But she did not cry out for any name. She knew that Jesus is the son of God. And then not only that, when she was pregnant, she already prophesied that she's going to give birth to a baby boy. In the old days, there was also a son, right? How did she know she's going to give a birth to baby boy, to Messiah? Messiah is a male, of course, right? How did she know that? There's no ultrasound. So it proved that her birth is very unusual. The last reason is that even though it's not very scientific for us to say that a virgin can give a birth, but nowadays it's so easy, right? Even a cell, it can clone a person, right? 无性生殖. Nowadays, without intimacy, you need to use many methods to make a baby, right? Is that right? Either clone, either whatever, many ways. If men can do it, of course, God can use a virgin to give birth to a baby. Makes sense? So all this is to prove that Jesus did not have original sin. He indeed was from Holy Spirit through a virgin Mary. Let's pray in silence.